Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brady Jasper. We're talking Hiawatha boys basketball. The Redhawks improved to 15-3 on the season. They are 7-1 in the Big East League and coming off a couple of victories. Last Friday on the road at Riley County, 57-51, and then last night beating Holton on the road, 61-37. The Riley game, a little more competitive, a little more close. Coach didn't quite, you know, extend the lead maybe as much as you had hoped and be able to walk away a little more cleanly in that game, but it's a road win in the Big East. And what was kind of the biggest takeaways, I guess, from the road win last Friday?
Oh, you bet. We'll take it for sure, and we're not disappointed in it. We were glad to go on the road and win at Riley County. I think sometimes people take for granted how tough that can be just to win, let alone at somebody else's gym there. Getting into February, people kind of scouted you and seen you on film, and it was a challenging game. We had a little lead throughout, never a big lead, but had to do some things correctly there in the fourth quarter to make sure that we won, and the boys did a good job.
You had the game against Hiawatha, or against Holton, rather, winning 61-37 last night. You were able to get to a running clock and kind of coast in that one. One of the things I noted was that you had, I think, six players score between 8 and 11 points, maybe seven guys score between 7 and 11 points. So that's really good balance getting contributions. You didn't need a huge night from anybody, but I'm sure you're happy to see, you know, a lot of guys continuing to give you quality minutes in production.
Yeah, good balance last night. That was good to see. I thought their effort was good right from the jump. I thought our defense was pretty good last night. And we're able to build a lead there and play from in front last night. So hopefully that's a good sign.
Hit 9 3-pointers again, but obviously with your size advantage, you're able to do some things on the inside as well. And we were just chatting about how difficult the schedule is coming up. You're at St. Mary's Friday. You got Sabetha, Silver Lake, and Riverside and Jeff West left on the schedule. So 5 games remaining, but all going to be pretty tough. Couple league games, including the one at St. Mary's. So this is a pretty marquee matchup Friday. What are your thoughts on the Bears and what kind of the mindset is here the next 2 days in practice to prepare for that big one?
Well, you know, the cliche would be to just kind of take them one game at a time, and we'll certainly do that because, man, to think about all the games we have coming up would be overwhelming. That schedule that you just mentioned there, St. Mary's, Sabetha, Silver Lake, Riverside, the next 2 weeks, those are some really tough teams. So we're not sure how that we're going to fare. We're just going to do the best we can. St. Mary's, at St. Mary's on Friday, will be so hard. They're so difficult to guard. And the way they're shooting the ball right now is remarkable. And it seemed like they're just really in sync with their offense. So our defense is going to be stretched tight. So I hope our guys can stand up.
You'd had 5 games in a row, I think, decided between, you know, 12 points or fewer, and most of those were all single-digit games until last night. So I'm sure you appreciate the fact, you know, getting back to even Riley County a little bit. You know, I'm sure you know with looking ahead not only at the schedule but looking ahead to the postseason, you know, that you're not backing down from games that are fairly close, but you have to be encouraged that, you know, the experience is being gained right now and you've been in a lot of those kind of tighter situations.
Yeah, we hope that'll pay off in the postseason. We know those games are going to be close. That's what it's all about. And we're banking on some senior leadership in our backcourt, some guys that have been there before, some guys that are capable of handling the ball, making good decisions. And that's important for basketball teams in sub-state time or postseason time when games are tight and free throws got to be made. So we hope that we would hold up in that category. I got a lot of trust in those guys, Ethan Morton, Michael Jensen, Carson Henry. Some of those guys have done this for a while, so we'll just see.
Final thought for you, Coach, I guess. You know, how much at this point of the season are you still trying to add or change, and how much of it, I guess, is just getting better at kind of your identity and what's kind of got you to this point? Like, how do you kind of approach the last couple weeks of the season and things that you're looking to do to, you know, not only play this tough schedule but to prepare the team ultimately for a postseason run?
Yeah, I don't really know, I guess. I wish I did. We'd probably be better off, but I would guess it's too late to really change your whole identity right now. At this point in the season, we kind of are who we are, and our strengths are our strengths, and we just hope to cover up our weaknesses the best that we can. So we will fine-tune a few things, you know. Maybe as you get there, coaches probably turn a little more towards detailed scouting reports if they played somebody a second or later on, maybe even a third time. But I don't know. We'll just go to practice today and see what we can get done and go from there.
Well, it's been working so far. As you mentioned, 15-3, still top 10 team in the state in 3A. So good luck keeping it rolling, Coach. Stay healthy, and thanks for your time.
All right, thanks a lot.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Red Hawk Boys. The Hiawatha Coaches Shows are sponsored by Carl's Body Shop, by the Citizens State Bank and Trust in downtown Hiawatha, and by Hiawatha Implement.